First, how excited are you that now this is moved into, the history is moved into a graphic novel?
Well, I'm very excited. I think this is another way, another method of reaching people, telling the story, making it come alive, especially for young people, and for people not so young, to remember this part of our history. It's not that many years ago, during the past 50 or 60 years.
My other question is, given recent events, and given how the FBI actually tracked Martin Luther King, how concerned are you with NSA actually tracking Americans?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm deeply concerned when there's a possibility of violating the privacy of people, eavesdropping on our citizens. We saw it during the 50s, during the 60s, when people spied on the civil rights movement and made it almost impossible for people to do their own work in a peaceful and nonviolent way.
Congressman, were you initially sold on the idea of telling your story in graphic novel format?
Well, one of my staff person who had worked in my campaign came to me and said, Congressman, let's do a comic book. Mm-hmm. And I said, a comic book? Mm-hmm. And he didn't give up. But he reminded me that in 1957, an organization called the Fellowship of Reconciliation did a little book, a comic book, mm-hmm. only about 14 pages, and maybe 14 pages or less, but it was the Montgomery story during the Montgomery bus boycott. It was Martin Luther King and the Montgomery story, and reminded me that a group of young people read the book, and they got involved in a sit-in in Greensboro, North Carolina, mm-hmm. on February the 1st, 1960.
What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I hope that hundreds and thousands of young people all across America and around the world would pick up this book and be inspired to engage in nonviolent direct action. When they see something that is not right, something that is unjust, that they would be moved to protest. That's what we did during the 60s. So it tells the story of my growing up as a poor child in rural Alabama during the 40s and the 50s. Listen to the words of Martin Luther King Jr., following the drama of Rosa Parks, mm-hmm. and getting arrested 40 times, and getting thrown in jail and beaten.
Are you happy with how the book turned out?
I'm very happy, very, very pleased. Our publisher, Top Chef, has done an unbelievable job. And my co-writer, Andrew Aiden, and Nate Powell, the graphic artist, they're unbelievable. And the three of us have worked together. Yeah. There's three guys from the South, two whites and one African American, came together and to tell a story.
One last question. Given the murder of Trayvon Martin recently and the murder of Emmett Till in the 50s, is there a connection with all of that, with what we're having right now with civil rights?
Well, I spoke to someone yesterday with a group of my colleagues in the Congress, with someone from the Department of Justice, and I said nothing, not one thing have moved me more since the murder of Emmett Till on August the 28th, 1955. I was 15 years old when that happened. And there's a lot of pain in America today, a tremendous amount of hurt and pain on the part of all citizens. It doesn't matter whether we're black or white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American. People are hurting. And this is touching the very souls of a lot of people. And said that we're not there yet. We made a lot of progress, but we're not there yet. So there's still work to be done.
Congressman, the President said yesterday that the younger generation is doing better overall in terms of questions of race. Yourself working with younger activists, has that been your takeaway as well?
Well, the young people are doing much better. Many of the young people cannot even conceive of the whole question of race. Young people who are growing up together, studying together, they cannot see blacks, a white, a Latino, a Asian American, a Native American. They've never seen those signs that said white waiting, a colored waiting, a colored only, a white only. The only places they would see those signs would be in a book, on a video, or in a museum. And we got to move all American toward that place where we can lay down the burden of race and create one America, one multiracial democratic society.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman. Yeah.